The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hey everybody, welcome. My name's Dan Latto. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. I'd love to hear where you're from, so if you can just type in the little box, just let me know where you're from. It'd be great to hear from you. And in today's session, what we're going to talk about, and please feel free to ask lots and lots of questions. Anything you've got, just chuck them down there and we'll just, you know, any question that you don't answer, that you don't ask is the silly question, right? So make sure you get your questions down. We're here to help you. We're here to answer as much as we can. I'm in Spain today. I only just got here last night because I missed a flight because part of the motorway was closed. Can you believe it? And but like a true boss, I got the next flight. So I was only like an hour and a half late home. So and I've got an 18-month-old baby girl and I managed to get back for 11 p.m. Do you know, for that last feed at night? So I was really fortunate there. But in today's session, what we want to talk to you about is how you get started in real estate, if that's all right, Marina. So it always depends on where you're starting from, because we get some people who've got a couple of £100,000 in a bank account, and we've got a couple of people who are lucky if they've got a couple of £100 in a bank account. So where do you start? Well, as always, it depends on where you want to end up. Okay, so once we know what it is that you want, so for example, do you want £1 million in the bank? Now, if the answer is yes, I would ask you, why do you want £1 million? What's £1 million going to do for you? Because for some people, they've got this goal of having this amount of money in their bank account, but what you can't eat money, you can't sleep money, you can't, you know, you can't fly on holiday, but you can spend it wisely and you can go on holiday and you can pay for private education for your kids and you can buy nice cars and nice holidays and nice meals and so on. So we've got to go all the way back to what is it you ultimately want? And it's not really about having £100,000 in your account or £1 million in your account. It starts really with what lifestyle do you want? What do you want? Do you want to work 60-hour weeks? You know, if you have a choice, and I ask people this all the time, I go, why are you doing this business? And they go, well, I love being in business. Okay, if you had £1 million in your bank, would you still do your business? And for those people go, no, why would I do that? You're in the wrong business. Because what happened was when I was 30, I turned 30 and I left work. I had more rental income coming in than I had expenses going out. And I was bored. I was bored beyond belief. What would you do? And a friend of mine said, well, if I was in your shoes, what I would do is I'd be out playing golf all day, every day. And I said, yeah, but who with? All my friends were at work. And he went, oh, I've not thought of that. So I'd be running around the golf course with 70-year-olds talking about 70-year-old issues, which I'm sure I'll have the opportunity to talk about that when I'm 70, but not yet when I was 30. So you've got to work out what do you want. And so we're into getting a sheet of paper and designing your life. What do you want your life to look like? So for example, today we've done, so I woke up, I took little Lufia off to the nursery, which I do every morning when I'm here in Spain, which I love doing. I get an opportunity to practice my first bad Spanish. I come back, we did a podcast interview this morning, we've walked on the beach, we've got this interview that we're doing now, we're then going to go to the gym, and literally that's my morning, right? But and that sounds awesome, but I've designed that from the ground up. I grabbed a piece of paper, what did I want my lifestyle to be like? This afternoon, I've got a massage, there's a guy that does massages on the beach, €20 for half an hour, I mean, it's ridiculously cheap. And the beach is 100 metres away, but it was written down. This lifestyle was completely created from the start. So it doesn't matter where you're starting from. It's completely irrelevant. What matters is where you end up. And you only know this when you actually start thinking about it, first of all, and second of all, you start writing it down. Marina, have you got any questions or anything you'd like to add there?
Well, I love your energy. I love how you live your dream and you share it. Because after all, the best secret of living your life with purpose is the sacred secret is sharing. And, you know, I always wonder what is holding people back from delivering their own dream, because it is something you must want. It is something, even if it sounds like a wild dream, you have to go for it. There is nothing between yourself and that dream. It's true, but that's for a very good reason. You really have to grow your own wings. And Daniel is here to do that for you, to give you that bug for success and the courage you need to move forward, to make that move and start growing your own tree. Because wealth is not about money, like Daniel, you already said it, and you said it, you put it so beautifully. Money is just a tool. And when you envision your own life, you don't think of yourself like sitting on a, you know, in a bath with $100 bills. You are imagining yourself on a beach, on a mountaintop, you know, being with your children, being always together, being always happy and laughing. And this is what you can achieve, like you did. And for you to aim to go back home to see your baby girl for the last meal of the day, I think that's beautiful. I don't think it's anything better than that. And that, for me, is the dream. Over to you, Daniel.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's when it's broken down, it's what things are really important to you. Now, obviously, for some people, family is really important. Now, I say some people because not for everybody is family important. So, for example, I don't speak with my mum and dad anymore because we fell out over some stuff that happened in the past, all to do with my children, my ex-partner, which was all a horrific situation. We're talking child abduction. I mean, really horrific stuff happened, right? So I don't talk to my parents anymore. So when I talk about family, because family is the most important thing to me, I'm not talking about that side of my family because I'm pretty sure that some people can go, oh, my family, I don't want anything to do with them, right? I'm sure there's people like that. And they're not, conversely, I'm sure there's people going, oh, family, I would never not speak to my mum and dad. That's crazy, right? And I understand both angles. But for me, for my kids, so I've got two kids in England and then a child here in Spain and my wife here in Spain as well. And that for me is my family. And you know, I would walk over burning hot coals to do anything for them. And it's funny because I've done that. I have walked over burning hot coals, you know, the fire walk at Tony Robbins. I've broken arrows with my throat when I was going through my breakup where the kids were abducted. I mean, it was horrific, right? I really struggled just to even want to get out of bed. I really didn't want to do that. So for people listening, and look, we all go through this. Everybody, there's not a person here alive that's not thought about suicide, for example, at one stage. I know I have, but I don't know about you, Marina, but I'm pretty sure you have, and I'm pretty sure the people listening, you have as well. We all go through this stage, but understanding that on the other side of pain is victory. And then the other thing to remember is that victory lasts forever. Once you get there, pain is temporary. Was it Muhammad Ali that said that, or was it Eric Thomas? I forget who said it. But pain is only temporary. But if you're victorious, then as a champion, then that lasts forever. And you go through that pain and you go on to the other side. And when people are going through this pain, so the pain that you're going through might be a bad family relationship, or it might be a lack of money. That pain that you're going through has come to teach you something. Now, you need to work out what has it come to teach you. It could come and teach you that you're lazy, that you don't actually can't be bothered getting up and out of bed and going to work, that you can't think of anything better to do. So let's look at those three things. If you're lazy, why are you lazy? What is it that if you could do one thing would inspire you to get up out of bed and go do amazing things, walk on burning hot coals or break arrows with your foot? What is that one thing? And if that one thing is the thing that you need to get you up and out of bed, then focus on that one thing. Because I'm all passionate today, Marina, can you tell?
So yes.
I'm pumped up and full of energy. And I hope it translates to people watching this because I hear it all the time and people go, oh, well, you know, it's all right for you, but you don't understand my life. I don't need to understand your life. Life sucks. Life is the hardest thing ever. As Rocky said, nothing's going to hit as hard as life, right? But it's how many times you get up and keep on moving forward, keep on taking those hits. And when we talk about why are people not doing, why are people not living the dream or working towards their dream? Usually it's a lack of confidence, okay? The confidence comes from two places. The first one is knowledge. If you think about, I think I might have said this last time, if you think about driving a car, if you don't know how to drive a car, you're not going to be confident about driving a car because you don't know how to do it. But even if you do know how to drive a car, the fact that number two, you've got no experience, you're also going to be non-confident. So if you want to start a business and you've never started a business before, one, get knowledgeable about starting a business. If you want to buy property, get knowledgeable about buying a property. Two, start your business. That's for how you get the experience. Are you going to make mistakes? Oh my gosh, you're going to make so many mistakes. I've made so many mistakes in my life, and hopefully I'll keep making quite a few more, because that's a great way to learn. It's not the only way, because you can also learn from doing wonderful things and having great success. But I hear people and they say, well, I don't know how, my marketing's terrible. And I say, well, how many hours did you spend on marketing this week? And they went, none. I'm like, well, how many hours did you spend last week, and the week before, and the week before? I didn't spend any, right? So you're wondering why your marketing's terrible? Oh, but I've not lost any weight this week. Right, how many times did you go jogging? None. How many times did you go to the gym? None. Oh, and you're wondering why you didn't lose? It's really obvious when you break it down. But we have all these little excuses, and usually we call them excuses, but really, you know that little voice that's speaking to you, that's telling you that you're no good? Now, what happens here is that that voice is in control of you, and you need to tame that voice and turn it down so that you start to listen to what you want, not what that little voice in the back of your head is, not what your mum and dad have said, or your brothers and sisters, or the people that you work with. I was thinking yesterday when I was traveling with Rena, I remember going back probably about 14 years ago. I've been in property 17 years, so I'd only just started my journey. And I remember I was on a presentation training where you train to be a good presenter, you know, to stand up and speak. And we had a whiteboard, and we were to do a 5-minute presentation on anything that we wanted. And I gave a presentation on property, why property was a good investment, about how it makes money every month. It comes in regardless. There's a bit of, you know, you've got your income, and then you've got your costs, and this bit of money is your profit. And if you times that by 10 properties, £200 a month times 10, there's your £2,000 a month. And I remember drawing it all on the whiteboard. I remember people just going, just sort of laughing at me, and then also saying, well, good luck with that. You know, like they knew it was never going to happen. And it was funny, because if I'd have listened to those people who were older, better educated, they were more wiser, whatever that means, right? Guess what they're still doing? They're still working in England. I don't know what the temperature is in England today, but I'm pretty sure it's not warm. It's certainly not getting in the pool warm here, like it is here, right? But it's like, if I'd have listened to other people that I thought were more intelligent than me, that had better understanding. I remember a guy who worked for PricewaterhouseCoopers. It may have been KPMG, okay? I can't remember which one it was. One of the big consulting firms. And he was asking me about property. And he was telling me that I didn't know what I was talking about. Well, guess what he is? He's still working for a living. Whereas I get to choose. If I choose to do nothing all day today and just get the Lilo and go float on the sea, then I can do that, because it gives me choices. But the point I'm making here is that you've got to stop listening to other people. If Edison Edison's probably a bad example, actually, because he didn't really invent much. He just took it from other people. Let's take Henry Ford. Henry Ford said, if I were to ask my customers what they wanted, they would have said a faster horse. That's what they would have said, because other people don't know any better. We're all just winging it, right? That's what you hear. And it's true to some extent. I've got no idea how to do everything. We just wing it and hope for the best. And sometimes it works great, and we take those results, and that's awesome. And you know what? Sometimes it falls flat on its bottom, and we don't even touch it. In fact, sometimes, you know what we do? We sweep it under the carpet so no one else knows that we even tried it, right? You may have heard that. If at first you don't succeed, hide all the evidence that you ever tried and try again. That's certainly true in my life. You know, we don't put everything out there. We put some failures out there, but we don't put everything out there. Back to Michael Jordan, by the way. Michael Jordan did a video with Nike, and the video was called, it was an advert, and it was called Maybe It's My Fault. Maybe I Made It Look Too Easy, when all you saw was the flash and not all the hard work that he had to put in every single day of his life. And that's what I do. We're here now, and it looks awesome, off to the beach. Do you know what? I've been up since really early this morning, putting in work, putting together you know, stuff, paperwork and stuff that I need to plan. It all comes from hard work. And so we give this image, this impression that everything's really effortless and easy. And it's not. If you think that it is, you're wrong. Everything takes effort. That overnight success that you talk about took 20 years. Why do you think Robert Kiyosaki, I don't know how old he is, he's like 50 or he's six, in his 60s. Why do you think it took him, you know, 40 years of his life to become a millionaire? Because he worked at it every single day. And if you're out on a Friday night and a Saturday night and you're drinking, which I used to do, boy, I regret those days now, because that could have been building my portfolio, my wealth to build my children's future and so on. So you've got to start wondering, what is it that you want? Going back to how do you get started? It starts with a dream. Marina?
Wow, this is really powerful. And it's not only powerful, but I could see the love through your message, because you are not talking about somebody else. You are talking about your own story. You are talking about your own decisions, about your own dream, and you are living the dream. And this brings to mind what Muhammad Ali said. I'm an ordinary man who work hard to develop the talent I was given. I believed in myself, and I believe in the goodness of others.
Yeah, completely agree. And it starts with that belief. I just did a podcast on Muhammad Ali, actually, because, I mean, let's face it, I can't think of anybody Muhammad Ali hasn't affected. People quote Muhammad Ali without even realizing it. I'm sure I do it, right? So he's affected the world in ways that we could never imagine. And yet, it started from a simple belief. And at first, he didn't believe he was the greatest. He didn't have that belief. He had to keep telling himself. And not only did he tell himself, he told everybody. What did he say? He said, I'm the greatest. And he came up with all these rhymes that everybody heard. Murdered a rock, you know, injured a stone. And it's like he didn't have that belief system to begin with, because nobody does. You have to develop that belief system. So at first, if you feel very unconfident about anything, first of all, let's put it this way. If you feel unconfident about your weight, well, there's a couple of things you need to do. One of them is start working towards losing some of that weight. And then you might still feel unconfident about the weight, okay, because you're still overweight, but you can also then feel confident about the fact that you've lost weight. So if you're 28 stone and you lose half a stone, that's amazing. You might still be 27 and a half stone, which is way overweight, but we don't focus on that. We focus on the how many pounds in a stone, 8 pounds, unless you're in kilograms, of course. But you focus on that half a stone that you've lost, and that's what you think back to. And when you think, oh, I'm so useless, and you go back to that thing that you remember that you've done really well, and you have to be really conscious, because most people live unconsciously. And what I mean by that is they wake up and they're like on automatic pilot. They're like drones, like robots just going around. They haven't got any conscious awareness of what they're actually doing. You might eat a bag of crisps, for example, and then afterwards you go, did I eat those crisps earlier? Because you can't remember, because you just grabbed them and ate them because you were operating unconsciously. And if you put a rule, if you want to lose weight, for example, I like weight loss because it's a good example. Just grab a rule and say, okay, what I'm going to do is every time I put something into my mouth, I'm going to write it down on a piece of paper. Just that one thing on its own will mean that you lose weight. A study was carried out where if you just take a picture of every meal that you have and post it on social media, you lose weight. Isn't that amazing? You just take a picture, put it on social media, you lose weight. And the reason that happens is that now you're being made accountable. You're having to live consciously because you're having to put what you're eating out for the whole world to see. Imagine if that was like 28 donuts, you know, a big kebab, a huge pizza, and you put that out. Imagine the amount of hassle you're going to get on social media. But of course, your meal is going to get better. So if you want to start moving forward, why not start putting some of these things out on social media? If you want to run a triathlon, put it on social media. I'm going to do a triathlon. Does anybody want to come and help me and get some sponsorship and give the money to charity? There's so many different ways. And what I'm referring to here is about living consciously. Living on purpose instead of by accident, because so many people fall into a job, they fall into a relationship. I've done it myself. The relationship that I left was I fell into it and didn't get out of it when I should have done, and it just went all wrong. You know, we all make these mistakes, but it's about living consciously. Find out what you want, get it written down, and sort of is drilling going on outside. That's live for you, isn't it? But it's like, you've got to start living consciously. It starts with a list. What do you want? Start writing down your ideal day, your perfect day. I wrote this day down about 5 years ago. I was sat around a swimming pool in Egypt. I was on holiday with my now wife, my girlfriend at the time. And I wrote, it was on an iPad, And I wrote down my perfect day about 5 years ago. And literally, I'm living that day now. And the only reason I'm living that day is because I got it written down. And now I knew that that's what I wanted. And I went out and found all the things that would allow me to get there. Marina?
Well, Daniel, I'm thinking that what is more expensive than ignorance? People are thinking, oh, how much is going to cost me to enroll in Daniel's program? And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? How much is going to cost you not to enroll in Daniel's program? Yeah. Are you kidding me? How much do you want this? How badly do you want this? Are you worth saying yourself, yes, I'm worth it? Can you say that to yourself? Or you are going to carry on telling yourself, oh, I don't know, I'm not sure, maybe not now, maybe I'm too old, maybe I'm too young. And you know, they're all lame excuses, because at the end of the day, dreams are becoming your own reality. You start creating your own reality when you start saying yes to yourself, not to Daniel. Daniel is not selling you anything. Either you enroll or not, is a choice, doesn't affect him. He's still going to live on a beach. He's still going to dream his life the way he does, as a dream. But what is going to happen to you? You are going to keep saying no to yourself till you are going to bury that dream of yours alive. And that is not fair. It's not fair on you. It's not fair on the people who are expecting you to become the best version of yourself. So when it comes to what is in for our listeners, is simply say yes to yourself. Connect with Daniel now. Listen to his podcast. Learn from him. Create the team you need to grow into the person you need to be to have your own dream and turn it into a reality. Even if you don't know what you want, so what? Doesn't matter. Just talk to the people who know what they want, and maybe this is what you want to be. And there are no shortcuts. It's hard work. Who is telling you that is going to happen overnight? I'm telling you this. They don't have your interest, best interest of heart. It is hard work. And take it from me, it is worth it. From both of us, until next time, is goodbye.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.